The prospect of a reunited, federally run Cyprus received an encouraging push on Thursday from new UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres. He was in Geneva to attend the start of the UN-facilitated conference, whose aim is to heal more than 40 years of division. Flanked by Greek Cypriot leader Nikos Anastasiadis and his Turkish Cypriot counterpart Mustafa Akinci, the UN chief said that they deserved an Oscar for their determined efforts so far to heal more than 40 years of division. It was the first time, he added, that the island's representatives had directly discussed security and guarantees. And although Mr. Guterres said that enormous progress had been made so far on all contentious issues at talks in Geneva, he insisted that there was no quick fix.
You cannot expect miracles of immediate solutions. We are not looking for a quick fix. We are looking for a solid and sustainable solution for the Republic of Cyprus and for the communities of the Republic of Cyprus.
Agreement on Cyprus would be a symbol of hope to the international community, Mr. Guterres said. But he appealed for patience and caution, explaining that the deal had to address the security concerns of both communities on the island, who were also expecting to vote on it.
But let's not forget one thing. This will not be an agreement among leaders. This will be an agreement to be ratified by peoples through referenda. And you know, looking at what's happening in the world, that referenda are not an easy challenge. So either we have a clear, solid solution that can be fully endorsed by the parties and fully acceptable for the peoples, or obviously we will not be able to deliver.
Ensuring that the agreement holds is key, the UN chief continued, and he said that he welcomed the support already shown by the European Union before adding that he was ready to ask the UN Security Council to guarantee the deal too. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.